Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning. And we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day to rise, to shine, and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. We say thank you over and over and over again. As we come on this morning, Father, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. We thank you for watching over us as we slept, as we slumbered, or whatever we did. You was with us, and we say thank you that you're still with us, and we say thank you again that you will always be with us, and we say thank you again that you will never leave us, never forsake us, even to the ends of the world. What a promise, and we say thank you for it. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, because it's a day that you have made. Therefore, we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. We want to say thank you for an opportunity to serve on this platform. We want to say thank you for all of our partners, all of our audience, everyone that comes to visit, Father, and to have a seat at the breakfast table. We say thank you, Father, for we realize that your word never, ever returns into your void. But it always accomplishes everything that you have sent it to do. So, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we release it back to you. We commit this day into your hands, our lives, our plans, our goals, our families, everything you have given to us. We now give back to you in faith. And we thank you, Father, for unfolding it and blessing it and you being glorified in it. In Jesus' name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King and the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It is our pleasure to serve the Lord in this capacity in his kingdom. And we thank God for every opportunity that he gives us. We want to greet all of our first-time listeners around the globe. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, amen, we say you're in the right place at the right time. We pray that everyone is excited. Glory be to God for another day and another opportunity. Amen and amen. This morning, glory be to God, we've been sharing with you our Good Friday service, amen, and we want to thank God for that. We had some technical difficulties and we had to clip it a couple times. We had a couple people that not a couple people. Somebody was supposed to be there and they had some issues, and so they decided that they was not going to serve at this time. So we had to clip it, and somebody else came and they wasn't dressed appropriately. So I said we not going to air it like this. I'm sorry. We ain't going to do it. We have a reputation. So we want to, first of all, give our Pastor Erica an applause, because she did a lot of background work. She did a lot of background work and clipping our, thank God we pre-recorded our Good Friday services, because if we had gone live, it would have not been too good. Thank God we pre-recorded it that Thursday night. But Pastor Erica had to do a lot of work, a lot of clipping and pacing and clipping and pacing, and that's not easy. So we want to, first of all, amen, we want to give applause to all of our seven speakers, even those who didn't speak, for they had a desire to speak, whatever, amen, they had a desire. So we want to thank them for being willing. Then we want to thank God for those who did speak, amen. And so we thank God for Pastor Erica doing all the background work. So we did not air exactly at noon on Friday, because people were still sending stuff over. Y'all know Pastor Bradford don't do business like that. I don't do business like that. If we say we're going to start at 12, we're going to start at 12. People sending stuff over a couple of minutes before the broadcast. Oh, heck to the no-no. So we got things straightened out. Amen. That's why we did not come on exactly at 12, but we came on. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Somebody give the Lord a praise. We was not defeated. The devil tried to defeat us. He wanted to slow us down and wanted us not to air at all. You want to know why the devil didn't want us to air at all? To our knowledge, four people got saved. Now, that's what we only know about. Now, we don't know about the other ones yet. You see why the devil didn't want us to come across? But we came across. Amen. So we shared an excerpt of our Sister Nia Mullins, Bradford Mullins, elaboration with you last week. Amen. My youngest daughter. Today we want to begin our service, amen, with an excerpt from Pastor Erica's, amen, elaboration. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us hear her presentation, Good Friday presentation, and then we want to come back, amen, and wrap that up with the thought, amen, for today. Amen. God bless you. It is finished. Amen. Let us receive her at this time.
Amen. 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 And amen. I just want to give a huge shout out and round of applause to everyone who has gone before me. Our Sister Shannon, our Sister Jasmine, Sister Jara, Sister Shelby, and for Sister Jaleesa, for my Sister Nia, who's going to be after me. This can be, if you're used to this or not used to this, it's always some kind of butterflies or nervousness that happens. But a lot of us are pushing our way through. And to God be the glory. I believe that God is well pleased with our service on tonight. Amen. With the seven last sayings of Christ. There's a snippet of a song that's ringing in my heart that says, I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. To God be the glory. That song is ringing in my spirit because as I'm hearing these ladies come forth speaking about Christ on the cross, reassures me that I can tell Jesus anything because he felt what I'm feeling. There is no feeling. There is no infirmity. There is absolutely nothing I am going through that Jesus did not feel times 10. So he felt what I was feeling, you feeling, them feeling, them feeling. He took on all of the pain, pressure, and sin of every single person. So I can tell Jesus and Jesus alone when I need to get in touch with a girlfriend or a sister or a mother, and if they can't pick up the phone, I absolutely know for 100% certainty I can call on Jesus and he'll be there. Amen. So my saying is, it is finished, which you can find in John chapter 19, verse 30. I'm just going to start at 28 and read down. It says, after this, when Jesus knew that everything was now finished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, he said, I'm thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was sitting there. So they fixed a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it up to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. Then bowing his head, he gave up the ghost. I can be long-winded, so I'm going to try my best to cut this with the help of the Holy Spirit to stay within my time limit. Amen. Jesus was hanging there. It said he knew that it has come time for him to go. He knew that his assignment has been fulfilled. He asked. He said, I'm thirsty. They gave him some hyssop. He said, I'm finished, hung his head, and died. I'm intrigued that I'm thirsty was one of his sayings before saying it is finished. I'm very intrigued that he knew to say that I'm thirsty. Not, he could have said anything else. He could have said seven different sayings. He could have said anything. He could have added an eighth saying, a ninth saying. He could have said anything else. I'm tired. I want to get down off this cross. Lord, take me up now and I'm ready. I'm tired of being here hanging by these nails. But before he said, I'm finished, he says, I'm thirsty. So when I look this up in my Bible at the bottom with the notes, they said that they gave Jesus hyssop. Hyssop was the plant used to brush the lamb's blood on the doorpost. So for those of you that know anything about the book of Exodus, anything about the book of Moses, and before the great exodus of Egypt, God told Moses to tell the people, the Passover is going to happen tonight. Smear the blood over your door, and God will know, the Holy Spirit will know to pass by your house. Anybody that didn't have the blood on their door, they were dead. They were dying. God passed over the blood on the door, which was used. They took a plant and dipped it in blood and smeared it on doorposts. So here it is. Jesus is asking for drink, asking for, saying he's thirsty, and they give him sour wine, sour vinegar on a hyssop sponge. And when I read the correlation, it's saying that God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, we're talking about Jesus right now, Jesus was making a correlation between the Passover in Exodus and the Passover that's about to happen with him on the cross. How, because Adam, the first Adam, could not fulfill the assignment, God gave us Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin for us. So God was letting the Israelites know, the children of Israel know, that everything was coming back into play. Everything was coming back into play. So they were promised a savior. The children of Israel were promised that Jesus was coming. They knew the three wise men came. They prophesied that Jesus was coming. Somebody who was going to have a baby who did not have sex, a Virgin Mary, was going to have a baby. And Jesus is here, and he's making the correlation of being thirsty to the Passover in Israel. So once they gave him drink on the hyssop, once everything came back into full circle, he then said, it is finished. I have closed the gap. Jesus had closed the gap. It's finished. He has fulfilled his assignment. It's done. It's done. There is no more. I'm here. I did what my Father asked me to. It's finished. So that's the Bible story. That's my POV, my point of view for John 19:30. But my human point of view, when I knew what God was going to have me to say with his word and bring it into correlation, then the Holy Spirit started speaking to me. And he asked me, Erica, do you know when something is finished in your life? Do you understand when I am closing a door? Do you understand when the gap is shut? Do you understand when what was yesterday is no longer available for today? Do you understand when something is finished in your life that I have closed? And he had me to, he spoke to me in that way because I just recently went through a situation where I felt like Jesus. I felt like I was thirsty for something, felt like I was hungry for something, felt like your flesh was wanting something. And the Holy Spirit was saying to me, this thirst, you will thirst this thirst no more. This thirst is done. Once this thirst is done, once the taste of this is gone, then you will know that that chapter is finished. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. How I knew a season was done for my life is when God took a thirst. He closed the gap when that thirst that I had was gone. How do you know when something is up in your life? When a thirst you once had for something is gone. Jesus drank. Jesus took a sip. And he knew it was finished. He said, I'm thirsty. They gave him something to drink. And he said, it's finished. How do I know when something is up in my life? How do you know when something is up in your life? When the thirst that you think you need, God says that this is it. I'm closing it after this. I pray that makes sense. I pray I'm saying it how I'm feeling it. I pray I'm doing the best to really help you to understand that your whole appetite is going to change when something is complete. The Lord will rearrange, move furniture around, change your mindset, put you in a different city, put you in a different state. He will help take you to pack up your bags and go when something is finished. That was the last time you took a sip of that. It's done. That was the last time you dibbled and dabbled into that. It's complete. It's finished. Give it up. Give up the ghost of that past. Give up the ghost of that thing. It's done. It's done. In my closing, I would like to say Jesus died at the age of 33. I am 33. I am the same age Jesus was. I am the same age Jesus was when he completed his mission. So I feel like Lord's willing making it to 34 and Lord's willing me moving on, I have that much more of a responsibility to carry the gospel of Christ, to carry to carry the message of Calvary continue to go. If we can live beyond the age Christ lived, if we can live and make it beyond, hallelujah, 33 years, if Jesus could do everything he did within that time stamp, that time frame, and here we are, us 33 and older, we should feel that much more of a responsibility to know if Jesus did it, I can do it. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I can continue to go. 33 years old. Imagine me being Jesus, 33. All he did in his time, how he changed the world upside down in the short time that he had. He is the most used name ever in all of the world for people who don't believe on him, for people who do believe in him. Jesus is the most used name in all of history. People that love him, people that hate him, people that curse him in vain, say his name in vain. His name is used the most in the entire world. And he completed his mission in all of 33 years. So for those of you that feel like you're too old or feel like you're too young, Jesus should be our greatest example to let you know that if Christ called you to do something, it don't matter when you start and when you end, just do it. Just do it. Let God's hand be upon it, and you will prosper. This is my time. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord, Pastor Erica. How do you know when God is finished in your life? How do you know when that season is finished? How do you know when that is finished? When the thirst that you think that you need is gone, glory be to God, then that's God's cue. That's your cue. It's done. It's a wrap. It's finished. Amen, 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 amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is our Pastor Erica. Amen. Good Friday. Amen. We applaud her. Amen. We are proud as a bee. Amen. You have heard from two of our seven speakers, and you will hear from the rest of them. Amen. This week. Amen. As we move forward. Amen. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Beloved, many people, amen, they just are familiar, have a passing acquaintance with the events of Easter and what Easter is all about. A lot of people are very, very hazy when it comes to the details of the holiday that we just celebrated and that we celebrate every day. But beloved, for us, it is very essential for us to have a solid grasp on what we believe, and when we do, then we will be able to share it with others, what Easter is about, what Good Friday is about, and what salvation is about, and when Jesus declared it is finished, what that was about. And so when the opportunity arises, and this is why 2 Timothy Second Timothy chapter number 4, verse 2 says this: preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, and fulfill your ministry. Beloved, we ought to always be ready to give an answer. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, as we move forward today and for the rest of our lives, I want to leave with you a few words, amen, so that you can explain to anyone, absolutely anyone, who is curious about our faith, who is curious about the work of the cross, who is curious about what was finished. Number one, the word is redeemed. I want you to remember that word redeemed, that you can share 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19 with them, beloved, that Jesus shed blood liberates all who believe in him. And this means, beloved, that we are freed from a life of slavery unto sin. The second word, beloved, that I want you to embed in your spirit is the word forgiven. Forgiven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Forgiven. The wrongs of our past, the wrongs of our present, and the wrongs of our future are totally washed away. We are forgiven. It is finished. The third word I want to leave with you is justified. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 9, justified. Everyone, Lottie Dottie, everybody who trusts in Jesus is declared no longer guilty. Glory be to God. Jesus said, it is finished. You are justified. The fourth word I want to leave with you is reconciled. Reconciled. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 through 22. Jesus said, it is finished. You, by faith, you are reconciled, which means we are brought into relationship with God. Hallelujah. And the last term I want to leave with you today, beloved, is the word sanctified. Jesus said, it is finished. By faith, you are sanctified. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. Sanctified, beloved, is the lifelong process of becoming more Christ-like. Glory be to God, which began the moment you trusted Christ as your Savior. These five terms, beloved, hallelujah, which explains to everybody our Christian faith. What was finished at the cross? We are redeemed. We are forgiven. We are justified. We are reconciled. And we are sanctified. Can I get a hallelujah? Amen. Can the church say amen? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. These five terms, beloved, help tell the story of our faith. I encourage you to meditate upon these verses, beloved. Hallelujah. And then ask God to write them on the tables of your heart. Hallelujah. It is finished. It is finished. Thank God. Hallelujah. It is finished. I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I not only have I been redeemed, I've been forgiven. Not only have I been forgiven, I've been justified. Not only have I been justified, I've been reconciled. It is finished. Hallelujah, that I am sanctified. Yes, beloved, this is our story. Hallelujah, not just no Easter story, one day a year. This is our story. This is my story. This is my song. Sing his praises all the day long. Hallelujah. Thank God for a finished work. The work of the cross cannot be undone. It is finished. It is finished. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, we want you to know, amen, that the dying of Christ was not in vain. We implore you this morning, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus just now. Won't you come on to Jesus? Won't you come on to Jesus just now? Give the Lord your heart. Give the Lord your heart. Glory be to God. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. Hallelujah. Invite Jesus Christ to come in, live in your heart, be your Lord, be your Savior, and help you to follow him all the balance of your days. Hallelujah. And you are saved. And you are saved. Hallelujah. You are redeemed. And you are forgiven. And you are justified. And you are reconciled. And you are sanctified. That's what the finished work was all about. Amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Thanking God for this day. Thanking God for this service. We invite you to meet us today. Amen. At the altar of prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. To God be praise. To God be glory. And to God be honor. Hallelujah. Father God, Father God, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the word. For the word. God, we can come with the same word every morning. It wouldn't even make no difference because your word is your word is your word, and it still has the same effect. It still has the same effect. God, if we took one Bible verse and preached it, hallelujah, till Jesus came, your word is your word is your word. It is not less potent. Hallelujah. And it will never return to your void. And we say thank you for this, God. And we say thank you in all things. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve on today. Father, anoint them with your power in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow, accidents, incidents, and calamities. No bad news shall come near our dwelling. And we say thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper in every tongue. Every tongue that rises in judgment, it is already condemned. We seal this prayer and we seal this service, God. Hallelujah, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. God, we pray for our seven speakers for a good Friday, these seven women. Father God, any attack coming up against them, we cancel it right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we dip them in the precious blood of Jesus Christ seven times. And we thank you for the precious souls that have been saved already. Thank you for all of them. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. Hallelujah. Decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is his spell. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day, pleasant day, blessed day. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing. Amen. Because the blessing of the Lord is here. And remember, it's a finished work. Jesus is not going to back it up. He can't back it up. And he can't change. It's already done. Amen. Amen. Love you. Love you. Love you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Amen.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so a plan. I had it all fixed.
anybody's prayer out there tonight. Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wound. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you to take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna plead you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Make them over again. Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord.